It's Adam and Haley in the morning. Thanks so much for listening to us.
The music update, the Daily Haley, Team Adam, Team Haley, everything you missed this morning right here.
Adam and Haley in the morning on demand starts right now.
Check it out.
Music.
Here we go.
106.1 WNGC.
Your Georgia country.
Music.
Update.
So Stagecoach happened this weekend in California. I wish that I could have been there. I was not able to be there, and you probably weren't able to be there either if you're listening this morning. But Eric Church headlined the first night, and he really ruffled some feathers with what he did because he performed a set of gospel covers mixed in with some of his own music, and some people loved it, some people were just not a fan. So I'm going to let you hear Springsteen, and even his singing of Springsteen has a very gospel sound to it.
When you think about me, do you think about 17? Do you think about my OG? Think about the stars in the sky.
Very different than anything we've seen any country artist do before. I don't get why people were so up in arms about it, because I think that's what Stagecoach is for. It's to do something different, right?
It is, but probably they were under the influence, and when they heard it, they were like, oh, and I saw a lot of people and heard about a lot of people just leaving.
Which is sad, because yeah. Eric Church is so incredibly talented as a performer and as an artist, so I hate that that happened, and I'm sure he wasn't happy about it either, but one thing about Eric is he's going to do what he wants to do, and he doesn't really care what other people think about it. Another big moment from Stagecoach was when Miranda Lambert headlined on Saturday. She brought out Reba for the finale of her set. This is filmed from a fan's phone, but you can still hear people were so excited. I mean, Miranda and Reba, like,
man.
Could it get more iconic than that? I don't think so.
What an awesome set right there, yeah.
And last night, Morgan Wallen headlined, and he brought out Post Malone to perform with him. They sang their single, which is called I Had Some Help. People are anticipating the release of this, which is coming up in just a few weeks. If you want to see that performance, along with some of the other moments you may have missed, you can do that at yourgeorgiacountry.com/morning. And there's also a new collab that was teased this weekend. I am so excited about this. Keith Urban and Lainey Wilson are going to be releasing a song called Go Home With You. They already teased it on social media, so I'm going to play a little clip of that.
That sounds fun.
We've been waiting on this ever since Keith took Lainey to the airport. If you remember that a few weeks ago, people started speculating that they were going to be releasing some new music. So I'm excited for that one. It will officially come out May 3rd.
106.1 WNGC, your Georgia country. It's 6:31 on Adam and Haley in the morning. Going to head up to 79 and get sun today. And I do this, and weekends are perfect for going to these places to do this. And I was thinking about this last week, and I was like, Haley, yeah, we're probably going to go to the movie theater this weekend. And you're like, oh, cool, yeah. And I said, do you by chance take food in?
Okay, I used to do this. And I'm going to tell you the story of how I almost got caught doing it. And I hope this changes your mind, because I don't do it anymore. I was walking in one time, because I used to go by the dollar store, whatever places have food, and fill up my purse with all the snacks, whether it be drinks. I could get like the bottled sodas, candy, popcorn, whatever I wanted. I would just buy it from a store close to the movie theater to save money. I had my purse decked out. I walked up to the counter. I was buying my tickets, and I had to take my wallet out of my purse, right? And I'm telling you, I made eye contact with the cashier. I know for a fact that he saw the food in my purse, because when I opened everything up, I was trying to be discreet, and I was like rummaging through, but you could hear the chips crackling and everything moving around. So I kind of felt it in that moment as we made eye contact, and I was like, you know what? I'm just going to buy a popcorn and a drink. That way he doesn't call me out on this, because I know that he just saw me do this, and it's going to be really embarrassing if everybody behind me in line sees it. So after that, I swear to you, I have never done it.
Why didn't you just take your wallet out before so that doesn't happen?
That would have been the smart thing to do, but I didn't think about that going into it. But I could tell when I looked into that cashier's eyes, like he was about to call me out if I wouldn't have bought something.
There are things, and here's my reasoning too, on top of it being ridiculously expensive. There are things you can't get at a movie theater that you may want when you're watching a movie because you're watching movies at home. And there's just certain things that maybe the kids want. Now, they do want everything at the movie theater.
Very true.
But there's things that they're like, oh, they don't have that there. Oh, well, let's take it. And I've learned, why not? I don't know that there's signs. The movie theater I go to, I'm not going to tell you which one I go to. There's two of them. But I have never seen signs that says don't bring food in. I haven't. Is there? I don't know.
I think it's kind of just understood. I don't think they feel like they have to put the signs up. But I don't know. I used to feel the same way that you feel. Everything is so overpriced. They don't have everything you might want. But then after that whole situation happened, it's like I feel so guilty. I feel like I'm stealing now if I were
to
do that.
You're not stealing, though. No.
I mean, you kind of are because you're not paying for what they have and you're doing the cheap route.
But
to not
Haley,
buy their products.
Haley, I mean, when it's $12 for popcorn, come on.
I know, but
okay, you buy that and you get a drink, but all the other stuff, it's like, come on. No.
I think it's just part of going to the movie theater. If you're going to plan to go, you should, and you want to buy snacks, you should plan to have the money to buy the snacks too. I know it's frustrating, but trust me, when you almost get caught and you almost go to jail for stealing candy or bringing candy into the movie theater,
you're not going to go to jail.
You'll change your mind too.
I want to know what people have snuck into the movie theater. If you've done that, okay?
Nobody probably does because everybody probably follows the rules.
800-849-1061. I am not the only rule breaker. There's no way, Haley.
I don't know. I think that you're doubting the morals of the wonderful people in North Georgia right now.
800-849-1061. What have you snuck into the movie theater? 1061 WNGC, your Georgia country on Adam and Haley in the morning. Got to talking about going to the movies this past weekend. Do you sneak things in like maybe I do?
I just think you always frequently have to worry about being caught. I think they do watch out for these things at the movie theaters.
I don't think that anybody's paying attention that works in a movie. I really don't think they care.
That guy almost caught me that was checking me out because he almost saw all the food that was in my purse when I was paying for my ticket. I'm telling you, I made eye contact with him.
It was the manager. Good morning. Do you do this?
Me and my husband always go to Five Below and we pack our bags as full as we can with snacks.
Yeah.
And I always put a blanket on top of it.
Do you get your wallet out beforehand so you don't have to worry about digging the wallet out when you're in front of the person buying your tickets?
Well, I make my husband pay, so I don't have that issue.
Sorry.
That's smart.
All of my snacks and the blankets on top of it, they never even touch it.
You stand back, honey, while I take care of the tickets because they'll see everything. Oh,
the
my
blanket.
Goodness.
That's a smart move. I didn't think about using one of those.
You know, we go to movie theaters, it's a treat. So when we go get snacks, we get all the snacks. So you can see us, we're in the top row in the back of the theater, and I'll pull out the blanket, and there's like 15 snacks, and we're like, stack them out. Which one do you want first?
You're the person like eating the cheeseburger in the back row, and you're like, wait a second, they don't sell cheeseburgers at the movie theater?
What?
Oh, heck yeah. Pass me the french fries and the shake, too.
1061 WNGC, your Georgia country on Adam and Haley in the morning. I think more people than you realize, Haley, are bringing things into movie theaters.
It's just not worth the risk. I'm telling you, what if you got caught and the cop showed up outside your movie theater? That would be really embarrassing.
And what are they going to charge you with?
Stealing or
stealing anything.
Stuff in.
In fact, you're adding to the food.
Bringing in illegal property.
It is not illegal property. Let's hear this. Good morning. Do you do this too? Do you bring things into the movies at movie theaters?
Yeah, man. Me and my father was in New York. My dad was a truck driver, and we had went to New York. We took and went to the grocery store right quick before we went to the movies. Well, the movie was First Blood with Sylvester Stallone.
Okay, good one.
We had no idea what the movie was about. Great movie. We took and he bought a half a case of beer.
Into the movie theater?
Yeah, man. He took and had a garbage sack. And they said, sir, what do you have in the bag? And I said, well, we're from Georgia. We got our groceries because we're sleeping in the truck. And they said, well, can bring them on in. It's okay. Well, during the whole movie now, all you could hear was the top of the beers. The dad was opening the beers, drinking
that
them inside.
Is hilarious.
What is that? Just the Georgia boys back there.
Yeah. And I'm not going to tell you my name. People was looking at us, and all you could hear was where he would pop them, you know.
That's so funny.
Beer. I said, man, Dad, you are one crazy individual.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Hello there.
Good morning.
Good morning, y'all.
Good morning.
We may now begin our day. Yeah.
Time to wake up.
wake up, North Georgia.
106.1 WNGC.
Your Georgia country.
It's time.
The people need to know.
For the Daily Haley.
Haley. Wake up!
Now, here's Haley.
So the NFL draft wrapped up over the weekend. Georgia ended up having 8 players drafted, which is actually the fewest players Georgia has had drafted since 2020, which is kind of crazy.
Wow, yeah.
But the title of Mr. Irrelevant was handed out to wrap the whole thing up.
With the 257th pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the New York Jets select Jalen Key, a defensive back from Alabama.
Okay, so I will be very honest with you. I did not know that the whole Mr. Irrelevant thing had an actual title. I was talking to my husband about this because we were watching the draft, and I'm like, oh, I want to see the last person drafted. Like, how cool is that? It's the last one to go. And he explained that it's like this big title and they get to go to Disneyland and it's they make this whole huge thing out of it.
I think it's funny that somebody from Alabama is Mr. Irrelevant.
That's true. It's kind of like really a little jab there, even though it's kind of a fun title.
Yeah,
we're
going
to take it as a jab because we're Georgia fans, obviously. And I've got to tell you about this because this is just one of those feel-good stories. A crazy coincidence that happened at an Alabama hospital. 2 babies were born on the same day. The babies were named Johnny Cash and June Carter. Like, what are the odds of that happening?
Right.
Completely unrelated, different rooms in the hospital, but the same hospital, the same day. This all went down April 10th. When the parents found out, they immediately wanted to get the babies together. They took pictures, which was really sweet. And then the moms have actually done a few interviews since then.
Our nurse came in. She asked me, do you know who Johnny Cash wife is? And I said, well, yes, June Carter. And she said, okay, good, because there is a couple down the hall and they would like to meet you.
I was so excited. And when I found out, she's like, we did see a door sign that said Johnny Cash. I was like, okay, we're going to have to go meet him. They were so nice, and the babies were so cute. This is just such a big coincidence.
I read that they're actually planning to get the babies together to take pictures at the Grand Ole Opry, which will be really cool ends up happening.
Can I just say, though, that I think people are running out of name ideas if you're now going to go with celebrities.
Come on, seriously. That's iconic, though. I think it's cool to name somebody after a celebrity. Is it cool or cringy? I don't know which one.
I don't know. I mean, the kid's going to go through his whole life being called Johnny Cash. I mean...
But that's iconic.
It is.
Yeah,
that's
a good thing, I feel like.
All right.
I was going to name my kid that, but I guess now I won't.
Well, if you have kids, yeah. Still decide on that. All right, 6:54. We're headed up to about 79 in sunshine today.
106.1 WNGC, your Georgia country. Team Adam, Team Haley. Sponsored by Mark's Bain Real Estate.
If you two don't stop fighting, I'll have you both neutered.
It's time to pick a side.
Cute or corny when couples decide to name their babies after celebrities. I think it's the corniest thing in the world because the child has to live with that for the rest of their life.
What started this whole conversation was there's this couple in Alabama and 2 babies at the hospital were named Johnny Cash and June Carter on the same day, just out of complete coincidence. The babies happened to be named that. So of course they took pictures. I thought it was really sweet. I think it's really cute if you get inspiration from a celebrity and you use that as your baby's name. There's nothing wrong with it. I might name my kid Taylor Swift.
Please don't.
There's nothing wrong with it.
I'm going to have to talk to Alex about that and say, look, dude, whatever. No, this is ridiculous. The kid will have to listen to Johnny Cash. Hey, Johnny Cash, can you play us a song? Like, come on, Haley. That's the corniest thing in the world. I have heard everybody do that. There are coincidences where names are similar names of celebrities, but no, there's no way. Taylor Swift, Johnny Cash, June Carter, come on.
I think it depends on how you look at it, though. Like, being named Johnny Cash, that's cool. That kid is going to grow up with the coolest name of all names in the entire world. And I think that's what it is if you name your kid after a celebrity.
No.
The inspiration behind it is that they're going to have that legacy with them, even though they may not be a part of that family line. And I feel like if I was named after a celebrity, I would think it was pretty cool.
You know what's cool about being named Johnny Cash is for Johnny Cash only, not another kid named Johnny Cash. Come on.
It's still cool. I feel like you can look at it and be like, you know what? That's where the inspiration came from. It's cooler than being like, yeah, I'm named after my great, 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 two-removed Aunt Louise. Like,
come on.
It's cooler to be named after a celebrity
Louise
than a family member you've never met.
Aunt Louise did some big things back in the day. So we want to know. It's all Team Adam. Team Adam is corny. If you name your babies after celebrities, Team Haley, it's cute. We're at 800-849-1061. All right, back to Team Adam and Team Haley. Corny or cute naming your kids after celebrities?
Betty on Facebook says, there is no celebrity worthy of my kid being named after them. See, I go the opposite, Betty. I feel like I know so many people, and I are always am like, well, I can't name my kid that because I know somebody with that name. But if it's a celebrity, it feels like it's distance enough to where it doesn't really matter, and you pick your favorite one, and you name your kid after your favorite celebrity.
Well, Betty is my buddy this morning on Team Adam, I think. Good morning.
Team Haley. One of my kids is named after Stone Cold Steve Austin, and another one's named after Blake Lewis from American Idol.
And that's cool, right? That's a story that you can tell your kids, and they appreciate that.
Bob, why are they making those wrestling sounds to me? Right?
Hey, I was in love with Stone Cold.
106.1 WNGC, your Georgia country on Team Adam and Team Haley this morning about corny or cute. Team Adam is corny. Team Haley's cute, naming your kids after celebrities.
I feel like you're going to judge me if I tell you this.
I will.
At least you're honest. My husband and I, before we got married, we've now changed our minds. But when we were younger, we wanted to name our first kid, if we had a boy, Haggard. Like, their first name was Haggard after Merle Haggard.
Yeah, yeah.
I can see the disappointment in your face.
Okay, why?
And then we were going to call him Haggy.
Oh, my goodness.
But isn't that cute and unique? And it's after a celebrity. Should I still do it? I still kind of like the name.
Know. I don't know. We got to work on the decision to have kids, right?
That's true.
They're still working on that one over there with her husband, Alex. Good morning on this one. What you got?
What's up, Adam? Oh. It's Larry and Winder, brother.
What's up, Larry? What you got for this one?
Hey, man, I got to go Team Adam all the way. Haley, listen from an older person talking in your own language. It's cringe to do it. Please stop.
I was trying to think of a really cool teenage slang word I could use back on you. Like, what are you talking about? It's swaggy.
Swaggy.
Do kids still say swag?
No, Justin Bieber said that about 15 years ago. It's not cool anymore. For corny on Team Adam and Team Haley this morning, to name your kids after celebrities, we've gotten a lot of Facebook votes.
Leo on Facebook says, I'm Team Adam. Corny is a nice way to say it. Sue says Team Adam. Kerrigan says, depends on how unique I think. Would I name my kid Beyonce? Probably not. Luke, because I like Luke Combs, maybe, but still doubtful. And to me, that's what it is. It's like the inspiration behind a name. A name as simple as Luke, maybe you just really like the name, but in the back of your mind, you're like, well, I chose it because I love Luke Combs, if I'm being honest.
Hey, good morning.
So, Haley and Adam, you know I named my chocolate Labrador after Stetson Bennett. So is that corny, Adam, or is it not corny, Haley?
I love that name, and I know a lot of people are naming their actual baby Stetson.
Are they naming him Stetson Bennett?
Well, I don't know this. And the next dog I'm getting, Adam and Haley, is going to be called Silver Breakfast Shockley after DJ Shockley, which both of you should know. But
well, yeah, so this is a Team Haley vote, is what you're saying.
I don't think it's corny at all.
Well, I'm swinging at Team Haley then.
Woo-hoo!
I'm naming my next dog after another Georgia player, DJ Shockley.
All right, thanks, man. And the next one's Ladd McConkey.
And the list goes on and on.
Brock Bowers.
Go Dogs, right?
Which one's next after that? 106.1 WNGC, your Georgia country on Team Adam and Team Haley this morning. The cute or corny about celebrity names. You call your kids, you named them after a certain celebrity. I think that's the corniest thing in the world.
I don't think it's corny. I think you could name them after an artist, an actor. Both of my sisters are named after characters from the show Days of Our Lives.
Oh, wow. Yep. You see what mom watched back in the day?
That's what they watched, and that's what they named him.
All right, good morning. What you got?
I had a friend that named their kid Jaeger because they got drunk on Jaegermeister.
Well.
That might be a little bit different.
It is a little different, but I had to share.
Thank you very much for that.
I do think Jaeger is kind of a cool name.
It is, but when you find the story behind it, yeah.
At least there's a story behind it, though. It's better than just being like, well, I named you Adam because Adam sounded good.
Right. Well, they went to Tennessee and got drunk and named their kid Jaeger because they wanted a gift. It was a memorable moment. I don't know. Okay.
Thanks a bunch. I like how you slipped that in there, Adam.
Well, I like the name Adam, so I'm just going to roll with Adam.
Thank goodness.
Have you ever thought about the fact that we both have very generic names?
We do.
I never thought about it until right now. But we both have very, very just average
Thanks
generic
for
names.
Bringing down our level of whatever it is to this morning.
Nothing unique.
Who won?
It's looking like you're pulling out the win this morning with the most votes.
Horniness.
You know what? It's going to be harder for you to come up with baby names if you're listening and you're on Team Adam. So it is
whatever.
What it is. I'll just copy my favorite celebrities. I'll have a kid named Morgan after Morgan Wallen, a kid named Taylor after Taylor Swift.
Yeah,
and the list goes on and on.
We're going to hope you name them different things, please. Why?